Notice here, students generally struggle more with the equity side of this, okay? So let's concentrate on the equity bit. Equity is made up of share capital and then other reserves. And those other reserves could be share premium, revaluation reserve, general reserve, other reserve, whatever reserve, okay? Now, when you're doing book values, to work out the book value, you simply take the figures in the books. So in the accounts, you just take the share capital plus all those reserves, add them all together, and that's your total equity. Now, when it's market value, all you do is just take the number of shares which is got from the share capital. So you're taking the number of shares times by the share price. You can ignore all the rest of the reserves. They are only used for book values. So for market value, it's all the shares which you get from share capital times by the share price. And just one other word of warning, I say it's share capital. Let's say share capital has a $1 nominal share and share capital is 1,000. Then you've obviously got 1,000 shares because it's $1 nominal value. If he tells you, though, that the nominal value is 50 cents and they've got $1,000 worth of share capital, then there are 2,000 shares. It's 1,000 divided by 50 cents divided by 0.5, which will give you 2,000 shares. So the value then would be 2,000 times by the share price. Generally, though, the nominal value is $1, so it's quite straightforward. You just multiply share capital by the share price.